Steve Earle is best known as a rough-voiced singer-songwriter who works mostly in rock and roll forms with occasional forays into country. His latest release, called The Mountain, is a departure. It's a collaboration with the bluegrass group The Del McCoury Band and pays homage to bluegrass pioneer Bill Monroe. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the CD is an often deeply satisfying experiment.
Since you left me, baby, I've been true to you. I don't run around every gal in town the way I used to do. Starting over new, yours forever bloom.
The first time I played The Mountain, I just listened to it straight through without looking at the credits or the liner notes. I thought, boy, Steve Earle's really dug up some nice obscure bluegrass tunes. I've never heard any of these. Then I picked up the CD booklet and saw that he'd written every song on the collection. Well, this was pretty darn impressive. Listen to a song like Harlan Man. It thumps with the bedrock authenticity of a bluegrass tune from the 40s or 50s. The music Steve Earle has written for The Mountain holds up as more than just a stunt, a CD-long salute to the bluegrass music that was virtually invented by fiddler and bandleader Bill Monroe. For one thing, Earle has altered the texture of bluegrass here. If you listen to a lot of contemporary bluegrass music, including the Del McCoury Band's own CDs, it's most often very tightly controlled, precise music with crisp fiddle breaks and meticulously impeccable mandolin parts that lock into each other like the careful weave of the suits the performers wear on stage. What Earle has done is rough up the music a little, get it to sound a little more ragged and funky, more, dare I say it, rock and roll-y.
Work a graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Work a graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday, and your good gal gone. Said if you don't treat your baby right. Said if you don't treat your baby right. She'll come see me some long night. When the sun goes down, the moon is gone, that's when I come around. Don't you think I want
on the graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday, find a good gal gone.
That song, as I hear it, is as much influenced by Bob Dylan as it is by Bill Monroe, which is what I think distinguishes this collection from most bluegrass releases. Earle has also written himself a beautiful duet with Iris DeMent called I'm Still in Love with You. It's fascinating to hear this CD in the context of Steve Earle's career. He put out a couple of excellent singer-songwriter albums a decade ago, then went through years of trouble off and on with drugs and alcohol. In the past few years, he's had the ex-addict's addiction to work, putting out good music on his own label called E Squared, and pulling off a project like this. This is another sense in which I'll bet the discipline of bluegrass appealed to Earle. It kept him on the straight and narrow, even as he was taking bluegrass down some winding, crooked roads.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.